Let's do it.
Let's start.
All right. Happy New Year, 7 Mile Road. Happy 2024.
Yes.
It's Sarah here with
Justin
and
Michael.
And we are here to give you an update for the month of January in 2024.
Let's go.
2024.
We're starting 2024 with some really exciting news that we want to share with people and want to come out with the box with it, because it's pretty cool. So we have right now installation and pretty quick implementation happening of a bunch of audio equipment that we've been hoping for, and God's provided that for us really generously and kindly. Michael, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this take us all the way back to the fall. Tony and Josh and some others have put together just this kind of wish list project for upgrading our electrical, upgrading our sound equipment, upgrading our instruments, and really kind of taking us forward for the next, hopefully, 10, 25 years. Something that would set us up and also set us up as we're moving into two services. It was a big wish list. And then somebody got in touch with us from this local church, which is closing.
Yeah, that's it was First Baptist Church in Stoneham.
That's right. They were like, hey, do you have any interest in like musical equipment? And they said that they are trying to be really generous as they're closing, and they were wanting to meet any needs that we had. And we had just put together this wish list, so I shared it with them. And over the next couple of months, their church came back and is covering a huge amount of this project list for us.
Yeah.
And it was just delivered last week. Boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a wild scene downstairs.
Subwoofers and drum kit and cables and SD cards and soundboard stuff. So much stuff. And Tony and Josh and Beta and Nick and Jared and Chris have all been hard at work doing the installation work.
So cool.
It's really awesome. And over the next couple weeks, we're going to be implementing some of this new equipment, some of this new monitors and stuff that we've gotten as just a really generous gift from another church.
It's so cool. What I love about this is, there's multiple things here. One is that our people are using particular gifts that they have to to build the church, to bless the church, to help all of our audio be crisper and clearer and cleaner and more effective in the long term. But on top of that is this reality that we have this church that is closing, but is looking to steward its gifts really, really well to the furtherance of the gospel in and around Greater Boston. And that is a really cool thing. And they sought us out, and God answering prayers because we had this wish list that was a wish list. I saw it, and it was a wish list. And it's really, really cool that the wish list was prepared and sent over, and they just said, yes, we've got this.
Yeah.
That is astonishing.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really exciting. And then all the work that's going into doing this, I don't think that I realized the scope. In fact, I know I didn't realize the scope of this. And it's really astonishing the amount of work that people are putting in. So if you think of it, 7 Mile Road 1, let's praise God for this provision. Let's praise God for this church that is closing yet stewarding all that God had given them very well. Because that is just cool, and like we want to be like that.
Yeah.
And then the other part is, will you pray for these folks that are serving so well here, and the effort and time they're putting in? They're putting in countless hours right now. Mm. It's really astonishing. So let's praise God for all that as we're starting off 2024.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So also in 2024, we are back to our two services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday morning.
That's right. Starting this Sunday, we're right back at it.
Yep.
January 7th, and then we'll just keep rolling
a
while. 9 a.m., 11 a.m., excited about that. Excited about the way multiplication of services is providing more opportunities, not only for people to be invited into the church, and we're seeing more new people, we're seeing more people return, but we're also seeing more and more people stepping into serving, which is a beautiful thing, and to serving to some different ways. So we are very excited about this season, this next run of time. And then we're also excited about
A
new sermon series.
That's right. We're rolling out a new sermon series this weekend. What can people expect to hear on Sunday mornings?
Yes. So we're starting a new sermon series. We're titling God's King.
Okay.
And it's going to be from the book of Samuel. We're going to be in this for a little while. It's Old Testament narrative book where we see God's people continue to wrestle with this idea of who is our King. And we, over and over throughout the story of Scripture, see God's people struggle to realize that he is their king. And it plays out in a really particular way in the book of Samuel, as the people actually ask for a new king and God gives them a king, but the whole time he's their king. Mm. And it's a story of God shepherding his people to realize where the good news really lies. And so we're going to get to see God's people over time come to realize who he is, and as such will be formed to realize that God is our king and that he does rule and reign over this whole world, and that things go very well for us when we are following him as king, and that they tend to go very bad when we rebel. And through it all, God's there when his people repent and ask for his help. And there's a really bright future anytime we're leaning into his kingdom.
So we, at 7 Mile Road, tend to preach through books of the Bible because we really care about what God's word says. And we really want to be a people who hear from God's word, live in God's word, are shaped by the scriptures. So one thing we're doing to help everybody with that is we're providing some journal Bibles. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're super excited. We've been doing this for quite some time now. We started with the Gospel of Luke, I believe. Mm-hmm. We continued that with 1 and 2 Thessalonians. And so this week we will have, this week and moving forward, we will have these journaling Bibles in the foyer for people to grab.
Yep.
As you would like to. We're excited about that. I purchased mine for 1 and 2 Samuel months and months ago, and have been doing preparation in it already. And it's so valuable to be able to take that and to mark it up as you're reading through it on your own, or as you're taking notes, reading from other things, and learning and considering how does this change who I am? It's going to be very important in this series for us to be reflecting, what does this mean for me in following God as king? What does this mean for me in living out this idea of serving and obeying and worshiping God and participating in his kingdom as it's breaking into our world today, and as we're hoping and waiting for it to return?
Yeah, so like they said, those journals will be available in the foyer on Sunday morning. So if you'd like one, please just grab one. We would love to gift one of those to you. Another note about Sunday mornings, we are in winter in New England. It's going to snow at some point this winter, possibly even this weekend.
Yeah, very likely this weekend.
So can you talk a little bit about what our snow plan is and how that will be communicated to people?
Yes, we will communicate that in all the ways that we
yep.
can. So we'll make a decision once it gets pretty clear what direction we need to go. Things that are going to be affecting that decision are, when is the snow happening? What's the city's ability to get the snow cleaned up on these streets? And also, as we always want to be thinking about, how can we love and care for our neighbors around here? We want to not be preventing or hurting or infringing upon the ability of our neighbors who we love,
yep.
their ability to clean up snow and to be able to get through here. So we're going to be making those decisions as it gets closer. But if we cancel, it will be a cancellation for that Sunday.
Yep.
So that would be the 9 a.m., the 11 a.m. would all be canceled. We're considering right now how we might be able to resource the folks for worship at home. Mm-hmm. So for family worship, we're thinking through that, but we won't have an online service. We won't have a 9 or 11 a.m. if we cancel. Instead, what we'd be doing is encouraging you to find ways to worship Jesus through prayer, through reading the Bible, and through serving your neighbors. And we're excited about that opportunity to, as our world slows down in those scenarios when there's a lot of snow, provides a unique context for us to interact with our neighbors and to think, how can we be the presence of God right here, right now, in those days? Mm-hmm. One other thing we want to talk about is, with that, is parking is always a thing for us.
Yeah.
And so whether it's a snow day or not a snow day, please continue. Our church does wonderful with this, but please continue to be thoughtful about not blocking any driveways, about not jamming up our neighbors' parking too close to either their driveways or maybe their cars. We want to be as hospitable and loving as we can. We really appreciate and value the opportunity we have to be here in this neighborhood, and that God's put us here. And we want to steward that opportunity well to show love to our neighbors. So please do that as you're parking, particularly through these winter months, and there might be some snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, we can certainly utilize street parking on Sunday mornings, but if you're able to park a little further away, there's a lot of street parking available on Main Street and at the Melrose High School on Sunday mornings. So if you're able to park a little further away and walk down to the building, that could be a great option for you. All right, up next, there's something coming up at the end of the month. We are having a Connections Breakfast on January 28th.
We are. We love the Connections Breakfast.
Oh, it's super fun.
It is.
I mean, to begin with, there's donuts, so how can you go wrong once
everybody
there's
loves
donuts?
That already. We've already started off strong.
And besides the donuts, what else happens at the Connections Breakfast?
Yeah, those Connections Breakfasts are a chance for people that are new to the life of the church to connect with the story mm-hmm. of 7 Mile Road and to begin to learn more about who 7 Mile Road is, what we long to see happening in our own lives and in the lives of those that God sent us to serve and to be invited to deeper connection with the life of the church. So it's a chance for them to hear the story, to meet our pastors and staff, and really begin to be invited in deeper ways. One of our hopes is that coming out of that, there will be some excitement about it being a part of SMR 101, our yep. membership class that will be following a month and a half later.
Yeah. So if you are new, kind of newish, there's no real hard and fast rules about who's new. If you think you're new, you're invited to the Connections Breakfast. We would love to see you there.
We would love to see you there if you're new to the Connections Breakfast. We would also love it if you've been around for a long time or a short time and you want to bring somebody. It's a wonderful opportunity to bring somebody to breakfast. And it's not a long time, but it's a chance to have some questions answered and to be familiarized with the church a little bit more.
Yeah.
Did we say when it is?
It'll be between services on January 28th. So something else we started in the fall will be continuing this winter and spring. Can you give us a quick update on how our tracks have been running?
Yes, our men's and women's tracks have been wonderful. So we've completed the first half of those tracks.
Yep.
The first three sessions of each, and we'll get started here in January with sessions 4, 5, and 6. We're excited about that time as we dive deeper into implications for the gospel in our life and how we can participate in the proclamation of the gospel to one another and to those that God puts in our lives, and then just see a hopefulness about our lives arise as we consider the realities of God's kingdom and our participation in it and the finality and the reality of its coming one day and how we can live in light of that. So we're excited about that. We'll get those started again this month. And then we're continuing our ox track as well.
Yeah. How's
That's
that
another
going?
Fun thing. Ox track, I think, has been wonderful. So we've Good. Had a wonderful time. For anybody that's not familiar.
I was going to say, can you give a little reminder about what is ox track?
Our ox track is our pastoral development track. It's for men that are headed towards pastoral ministry that are discerning and learning what does it mean to be a pastor in Jesus' church? What does it mean to do that? What are the callings for that? And the way we say it is, what does a pastor do? What is a pastor? What are the qualifications for that? And then am I that person? Am I that man? And is this the right time and calling setting for that calling to take place? And so we're most of the way through our track right now. And then we'll be... as we're approaching the end of that, we'll be formulating some plans going forward that we'll talk more with the church about in the coming months. But for now, it would be really sweet for you to continue praying for the ox track and those that are involved. That's Michael Previtt, Chris Coughlin, Ned Taylor, and Brett Johnson. And it would be wonderful if we're all praying for clarity around calling and qualification and continuing development and just a continuing cherishing of Jesus in each of our lives.
Thanks. Great. So I don't typically set a New Year's resolution per se. I might have like some goals for the year.
Yeah. Talk about a common goal that I think we all have,
mm-hmm.
which is around book reading.
Yes.
Yeah. I've noticed.
We are all Goodreads users.
We are Goodreads users. So here's the big question. Uh-huh. So did you guys meet your goal last year?
I did. I surpassed it by 3 books.
Whoa, there you go.
I did.
Good. Congratulations. I surpassed mine by 5.
Ooh, well done.
Yeah, I should be pleased, except I felt like the goal was low. So I actually just got irritated at my goal when I met it. So that's...
I think you also read fairly dense books. I enjoy a nice, light, easy Jolly Rancher read every now and again. So it is typically easy to meet my goal.
If you were to look at last year's books, There was some light fiction there.
All right.
So, yeah. But, so this year, have you already set your goals?
I have.
I think I'm just going to keep the same one from last year.
That's what I did. I set a goal, met it, going to keep steady.
You're going to keep it. I'm trying to ramp it up. I tried to double my goal, more than double it this morning.
Double.
And then Mariah and I had our annual conversation where she tells me that if I do that, I'm going to be really irritated in a couple of months when I'm behind. So instead, I just bumped it up 6 from last year. So
okay.
We'll see what happens. But let's go. Book reading.
Yeah. All right.
Tell us what your Goodreads goals are.
36.
24.
30.
Nice.
All right. We'll check in 6 months and see if Goodreads tells us we're on track.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's go get those goals for this year.
All right. Happy New Year, 7 Mile Road.
Happy New Year.
Good luck with shoveling out the snow. We'll see what we get this weekend.
Yeah, and read a book. Get ahead on your...
That's right.
Get ahead on your Goodreads challenge for this year. Hey, by the way, let us know what your challenge goal is. We would love to know. I would love to know what you're going after with the books. Hey, 7 Mile Road, we love you. Have a wonderful month of January. We look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Bye.
See you.